Detroit today stands at the threshold of a bright new future.
Back in this country, Detroit has been going through an identity crisis for about the last 40 years.
In this bustling city on the streets,
with its reputation for high crime and white flight, it has become shorthand, Detroit, for urban decay. On two blocks of Heidelberg Street on Detroit's east side, an artist and community organizer named Tyree Guyton decided to do something about it. He started transforming his street into his own crazy work of art. Janine Whitfield is a Detroit native who knew nothing about the Heidelberg Project when she came across it. She was working in banking and finance and minding her own business when she suddenly discovered it.
One particular afternoon, I was procrastinating going back to work because I had bad news for my clients. These were people who deserved a loan and were not approved. And I just decided to drive off the beaten path, if you will. So I tried to turn down a street called Benson, and a car was literally on my tail and forced me to turn down Heidelberg Street. And there's just this explosion of colors and polka dots and faces and found object art. It looked like organized confusion. There's large rusted drums that have splatters of color. There was a house that was partially covered in polka dots. There were old car parts and hubcaps and baby doll heads and old campaign posters from people who were dead. There was a gentleman sitting on the curb, and it happened to be Tyree. I didn't know it. And I literally rolled down my window, and I said to him, "What in the hell is all of this? What is your point? What are you trying to do?" And he says, "Well, you know, this is just an art environment," just very vague answers. And then he flipped the script, and he said, "What do you do?" How dare him question me? I'm the one with the job. You're the one over here creating this junk thing. When he began to question me and ask me how I was giving back to society, I had no answer for that. But before I left, he asked me if I'd come back the next day, which would have been a Saturday. And I said, okay. I was just so curious. I went back the next day, and what became apparent to me is that somehow the kids in the community were crazy about him, and I had a very soft spot in my heart for children.
I think it's a lot of fun. I help paint. I help Tyree sweep the leaves up.
I ain't no kind of artist, but I help do some of it. Draw the faces on the ground and put faces on the boards. It look kind of cool.
And some of these kids, you know that they were living in poverty, but their eyes were like saucers and they were in sheer delight. And then he began to share with me that he was trying to do something to bring a sense of health back to his community. And I was so intrigued by the things he was saying that the next series of meetings that we began having, I began recording.
If you tie me down, I'm going to do it in my head. I'm going to be drawing pictures.
It's a driving force inside me that won't let up.
I think the drop point for me was when he brought me a letter from Oprah Winfrey asking him to come back on her show. He had been on the show once in 91. And then he began showing me other letters and correspondences that he was getting from people, and I just thought, wow, well, who is responding, you know? And he said, no one. And he said, will you help me? I did have an old computer at home, and I wasn't doing anything else with it, and so I used that old, big, ugly computer and began trying to correspond with some of the people that were writing Tyree from all over the world. Not only now am I re-engaging people, but I'm also researching and finding out all kinds of things about nonprofits and finding out about the arts and trying to raise, you know, my daughter in the process and all this. So I think I thought I was going to take a leave of absence. I had, you know, some retirement money, so I figured I could take 4 or 5, you know, months leave and just really try and pull this project together. My family thought, what are you doing? You've got this great career. You got a 401k, blah, blah, blah. So I stepped away from what looked like a charted path into the unknown completely. And I gave it all up. I have no salary right now with the Heidelberg Project. I guess I would just have to say that you get used to living in a different realm where you know that the work that you're doing is so rewarding, so profound, and is affecting so many people that you just have an element of faith that you'll figure out how to get paid for something in some way. And that's been the case for 14 years. Tyree and I have a three-way love affair. It is our work, and it is him and I. We experience everything together. We just celebrated our sixth anniversary. You know what? We both kind of forgot. We actually kind of forgot. And it's not that, you know, we don't care about that. It's just that we're busy.
Janine Whitfield and her husband Tyree Guyton live in Detroit. You can see pictures of the Heidelberg Project at studio360.org. Zach Rosen produced our story. If there's some fantastic cultural project, little known maybe, that's going on in your town, and you think the world should know about it, let us know about it at studio360.org.